Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The LA band Yacht spent 4 years making their new album called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. There's a joke in there somewhere, but damned if I can find it right now. Anyway, the band has masked its disappointment in a series of bouncy art pop songs that invite you to dance, and then slip in some unsettling thoughts about technology, surveillance, consumerism, and more. Yacht is here to play some of those songs for us now, beginning with L.A. Plays Itself. It's Yacht, live on Soundcheck. The song's called L.A. Plays Itself, and that song certainly does not play itself. Three musicians from Yacht busy here in the Soundcheck studio. Claire Evans on vocals, Jonna Bechtolt on keyboards and backing vocals and hand claps, and Rob Kieswetter helping out on more keyboards and the drum pads, and there'll be basses and guitars and stuff.
Everything.
It's hard to keep track.
It's great to have you guys here with us on Soundcheck
today. Hey, thanks for having us.
Delighted to be here.
So, I mean, there are bands from L.A., and then there are L.A. bands.
Uh-huh. Which are we?
You guys seem to be an L.A. band.
I mean, take that as the highest compliment.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not from Los Angeles.
But that's where you live.
That's where we live and that's where we love.
And that's where you play.
And, sure, yeah.
And you guys even have an app called...
It's true, yes.
Five Every Day, right?
Yes, we have an app called Five Every Day. It suggests five things to do in Los Angeles every day. That is things that are chosen by human beings and written about by human beings. It's supposed to illuminate the... unloved corners of this often alienating and confusing city.
Hmm. So for a team that just released an album called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler, obviously it's not completely uncool here in the future.
Well, we're trying to make it cooler. That's the whole point.
Okay. Yeah. So like for today example, I mean, you're here in New York. Are you still able to suggest for folks back home in L.A. five things for them to do today?
We try to plan ahead, so we've got a calendar and, okay. and some help.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We have a head writer who's a great person, mm-hmm. and a great writer, yeah, Zach Pennington.
So the band is Yacht, spelled Y-A-C-H-T, but it's important to say those are all capital letters.
Mm-hmm. Please.
So it's not the boat, it's
no.
Young Americans
challenging
high technology.
You got it.
So here you guys are, and you seem to have in your songs a very kind of ambivalent relationship to technology.
You know, that's kind fair
of
to say.
Looking mm-hmm. askance at it at the same time that you are stationed in front of mounds of it here in the studio.
It's true. It's an irony that is definitely not lost on us. I think there's nothing fundamentally wrong with technology. Language is technology. A pencil is technology.
Right.
And I think it's quite trendy these days to be reactionary about, you know, phones and computers. Because
Unplug,
disconnect. But, you know, technology is what we make of it. It's very much an extension of ourselves in every sense of the word. And mm-hmm. it can amplify us. It can destroy us. And we just have to choose the light as the hope anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sitting in that corner of our studio, you see our Steinway piano, which mm-hmm. 150 years ago, that was like the peak of
yeah.
human technology yeah. to be yeah. able to make something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that still works, you know,
right,
but
exactly.
I don't have my email from 5 years ago anymore. So.
Right, and if you get 2 years out of your cell phone, you're like, whew.
I know, you're
made
lucky.
Made it to my next upgrade.
It's true.
So now, despite ties to L.A., you're both from Portland, is that right?
We both grew up in Portland.
Portland, mm-hmm. Oregon.
Yeah.
And then what is the love affair with Marfa, Texas about?
It is where we first decided to start collaborating as musicians. It's a place that we have gone back to many times over the years. We've recorded portions of the last three albums in Marfa, Texas. It's a special place for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, we always joke that Marfa is like real reality and everything else is just an illusion because it's just an isolated city in the desert.
Yeah, but it's more than that, right? I mean, Marfa actually has a surprising, for the size of the city, has
yes.
a fairly surprising musical history.
It is, yeah, there's some, yes, that's true. There's some music there.
there's some music.
It's more known for it's
a couple
art,
things.
It's yeah. art culture. Yeah. Donald Judd, the minimalist sculptor,
right,
lived there for
right.
many years and left a lot of milled aluminum cubes in the desert just for fun. And it's also known for having a semi-famous paranormal optical phenomena called the Marfa Mystery Lights, which is what it was known for before anything else happened there.
Ooh.
Yeah,
which
okay.
is also
that's
one
what we named
our,
yeah.
one of our albums is named after that. Sea Mystery Lights.
Well, so these three places: L.A., Portland, Oregon, Marfa, Texas. This is your Western American utopian triangle.
Yes.
Yes, that's what we call it. You're making it sound like total kooks, like pulling out all these little bits and pieces.
Where did I get all this information? Could it be from your very own website?
That we authored solely?
Sometimes, you know, when someone holds a mirror up, you realize some things.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, you know, a great kind of counterbalance to mm-hmm. the Bermuda Triangle. You
sure.
know?
Yeah. So, yeah. So
that's
it's off way more positive.
East and yours, yes, yeah. that's a triangle of negativity.
Yeah. Stuff comes out of our triangle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the three places that we
instead of
have
going
made.
In and,
yeah. instead of going in and disappearing, a lot of weird stuff just comes out of it. It's great.
There was one thing that did strike me about what you've written on your website. Well, actually, there are several things, but one was you describe yourselves as a band, a belief system, and a business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then later on the same page, you write about how you view, like, the online dissemination of everything, including our own music, to be a good thing.
Yes.
Which does not sound like good business.
Well, I mean, we're the first part of that is that we're a band, so obviously we're not that great at business, otherwise we wouldn't be making music. But we try to be honest about everything. We try to be transparent. I think a lot of artists are ashamed of the fact that they are also part of a capitalist system by virtue of selling and performing for money. Yes, it's true that we believe that, you know, piracy is something that cannot really be curbed or abated, and it's easy for us to say, I suppose, because we've always made our money from playing live shows, not from selling records. But for us, people that pirate music or films or anything really aren't doing so out of malice. They're doing so because they wish to participate in the cultural conversation that is perhaps beyond their means. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that fundamentally. We should all be engaged in art and film and music.
But you're on a record label, and they may not hold the same kind of.
Oh, I see them looking at us now. They're giving us knife, slitting our throat. Oh gosh, guys, that's joking. They're not. They're great people. Don't worry.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, you can't escape it. You can't escape it. People are going to download your music, whether or not you have a upbeat attitude about it. You might as well have an upbeat attitude about it, right? I mean, we're all guilty of it, to some extent.
And as you say, you know, you make a living as musicians now the way musicians have traditionally made a living throughout human history, except for the last 50 years.
Traveling bards.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right.
That's a
circus. There you are. You are modern troubadours. Mm-hmm. Yacht's latest album is called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. Remember ringtones? Remember when that was like the new technology?
It was huge.
And that was going to...
And then there was the thing where when your dial tone would be different. If you were calling someone, you could customize that. It was
a
callback or something.
Yeah.
I loved that. Yeah. Remember when you could compose ringtones like using the keypad or little
Nokia
brick phones?
Oh, yeah.
And Billboard actually had a ringtone chart. The best-selling ringtones.
Are you kidding?
I am not
kidding. Wow, that's
kidding.
A blip in cultural history that I totally forgot.
I would love to see a list of charts that have been abandoned by Billboard. That's no longer a chart, right?
Ringtones.
Yeah.
But memorialized forever in this next song.
Okay.
Which, actually, we've
great
been talking
transition.
About. Yeah. Kind of my job.
Hey.
All right.
And your job is to go over there now and play it. The song is Ringtone. You'll find a version of it on Yacht's latest record. It's called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. Here's Claire Evans, Jonna Bechtolt, and Rob Kieswetter to play it for us live on Soundcheck.
Plastic, forming mobile, plastic. plastic. Pull me up out of plastic. Pull me up to your face. Pull me close to your ear.
Once again, the band is Yacht, live on Soundcheck with Ringtone, which you will find on their latest album, I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. But that's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. So, Johnny, you had both some very new and very old technology, you know, playing the drum pads, the synth pads and stuff. But then the final cymbal hit was a real live cymbal here
true,
in the studio.
True.
So when you guys started this record, it was what, about 2011, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So, in 2011, if you had looked ahead to 2015, 4 years in the future, what technology would have made this cooler?
Oh, that's such a great question, and I feel like we're going to get that one a lot, so we should probably figure out what the right answer is. I mean, in terms of making music, I think we're pretty lucky. We have access to an unbelievable, you know, like essentially the entire history of music making tools condensed into software tools that we can use at any level, you know, of access. But
so you can take that nasty little ringtone that everyone has heard interrupting concerts and meetings and stuff, and you can mash it up and stick it in that song.
And reclaim it.
That's right.
Reclaim the interrupting ringtone.
But, I mean, there's some things just in the world that should be cooler right
now. Sure, like functional body cameras for cops.
Basic human rights.
Yeah. So not jetpacks.
No, forget jetpacks. You know, I feel like that's one of my big fears about this album title is that it's, you know, it's provocative in the sense that we want people to ask the question and talk to us about it. And, you know, I think it's a conversation we should be having, but I really don't want to be pegged as like a, you know, they wish they had jetpacks.
It's not about entitlement.
It's not about entitlement. It's about like taking a very solid look at the world around us and saying, is this the best we can do right now?
Yeah. Also, it's about being funny. Because what is cooler? What does that mean?
Yeah,
I thought the future would be better.
Highly subjective assessment. Yeah. What is cool?
Right, I thought the future would be more fair and humane.
Exactly.
More fair and balanced. Yeah.
It doesn't
have
as much of a ring to it,
no,
I guess.
No, it doesn't. Are you guys familiar with the Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of grinning going on in their music. I mean, I like the band a lot. Had them here on Soundcheck not too long ago. But yeah, that's a very different kind of mood from what you guys do on this record. Again, the band is Yacht. The album is I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. Yacht, the only band I'm aware of that has an official tattoo policy.
It's true. It's true.
And what are some of the salient features of the official Yacht tattoo policy?
Now, you'd think this was something that we've just made up. Which it is. But then...
Without purpose.
The thing about just making things up, and I think sometimes the dangerous thing about just making things up when it comes to, for example, new religious movements or law, is that they become, you know, kind of canonized. So now that Yacht Tattoo Policy is something that people kind of rigorously follow and often email us about, you know, sort of like apologetic fact-checking type things. You know, basic stuff like proportions of the tattoo, no skewing, you know, no stretching, placement... meaning behind the various yacht icons. We change our logo every few years, just to make it more difficult for everyone. And so I suppose different yacht tattoos can date people as in throughout their years of their fandom.
Yeah. But it was born sort of out of necessity, too, because a lot of kids just started writing us being like, I saw that one kid got a yacht tattoo. What do you think? Should I put it here? And once we got like 20 of those emails, we're like, you know what? Let's make a PDF. Let's run with this. Yeah.
Let's formalize this.
And then how did you get into sunglasses?
A Brazilian company approached us and asked us if we wanted to.
Just like out of the blue.
Totally
they said,
out of the blue.
We like your music. We think you could design sunglasses.
Well, I think that they had seen that we had done some other design projects previous to that.
Yeah, pretty much everything you see with our name on it in the world, from album covers and merchandising to, you know, really anything.
To additioned neon signs.
We do a lot of design. We do it ourselves. Yeah. John is a designer and I'm a designer's apprentice, I suppose.
Well, you're a writer. Right?
I'm a writer. I have my own skill set. Don't worry. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. So all of these things are somehow, do you see this as all connected? Is it all part of the same kind of creative impulse?
I think that you can smell us with everything that we output, whether it's music or a design project or a web thing or a video. Like, it's all the same feeling and personality behind
it. It's all the same odor,
is what you're saying? It's all the same fragrance. We made a fragrance as well.
Yeah, that's true. We did. Yeah. We believe in not compartmentalizing things, right? I mean, it's like, I think there's something of a trend these days with, you know, this a really specific concern that people have about their personal brands. And if they're going to do something different than what they normally do as artists, they give it a different name, a different title, a different identity. And for us, it doesn't really make sense because that's not what it's like to be a human being, you know?
Yeah. That's playing the short game. We're playing the long game. We feel like when you zoom out 20 years from now, you're going to see all of this stuff and it's all going to look like one whole body of work instead of just like little blips here and there.
Well, you know,
that's interesting to us.
Some 20 years ago, Brian Eno, musician, composer,
producer,
was doing perfume.
Yeah.
He did a thing with, you know, and then he and Laurie Anderson were doing a kind of a theme amusement park somewhere, you know, and then of course they had, he has the long clock.
I feel like that whole generation of musicians, you know, like I really admire them for being extremely open about collaborations with other artists,
specifically
about working
those
in
two.
Theater and dance and music and film and not really being concerned with like, oh, this isn't the Brian Eno look, you know.
Right, right.
The Brian Eno look is Brian Eno doing anything,
right?
You know? And that's all that matters.
Video or music or perfume.
Same with Laurie Anderson.
Same with Laurie Anderson. Yeah. Same with.
So shall we finally hear the title track from the new album?
Finally.
All right. It's called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. Claire Evans on vocals, Jonna Bechtolt playing keys and guitar, Rob Kieswetter on keys and bass, and they're making various other noises here in the Soundcheck studio as well. Here's another live performance.
I thought the future would be cooler. I thought the future would be cooler, 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 cooler. Serving death by remote control, and I
I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler is the name of the song and the name of the album on which it appears. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by the members of the band Yacht. And Jonna, Claire, there is one thing on your website that really kind of took me aback, and I want to read this for our listeners.
God, you really went deep on the website.
I didn't have to go too deep to get this.
Front page.
Will Yacht come play in my town? And your answer is, this is part of the FAQ, the frequently asked question.
Yeah.
Yacht says yes. There is no limit to the places that Yacht has played and is willing to play. The only restraint is the duration of our lifespans, which is something we can all work on together.
That's great. I forgot about that.
Me too.
So how can we as a people band together to extend your lifespans?
Are you familiar with the concept of transhumanism?
No.
Well, I mean,
Claire, this is perfect for you.
This is really my wheelhouse. I don't necessarily buy this 100%, FYI, but there are many people in this world who believe that we can extend and amplify human life through technological means, mm-hmm. either by uploading our minds into a computer or by extending it biologically through cryo-freezing and other therapies.
So, but what can I do to extend your lifespan, which is how this sentence reads, to
well,
me
I guess
at
both
least.
Of
maybe
those...
I'm
oh,
you.
That's an interesting
right.
reading.
So that you can...
like a Highlander thing.
The only restraint is the duration of our lifespans, which is something we can all work on together.
Yeah. Okay, give how us,
am
give
I,
us
how
give
am
us money.
I supposed to read that?
Give us a little bit of your blood. Just a tiny amount.
Yeah.
Just enough.
We have a
just
P.O. box. Just
going.
Mail us your blood, everyone,
there's,
please.
There is a little Dorian Gray Nosferatu thing sure. going on there, yeah. it seems. So.
Listen, we won't turn... No blood turned away.
We live on your power, on your life force.
The energy vampires of Yacht have been here with us.
We prefer Highlanders.
Draining the life force from the Soundcheck staff and playing for you here in our studio today. Claire and Jonna and Rob, this has been great fun. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on Subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.